common sense. All the human values are based on this. And discourse on scientific spiritualism. What is scientific spiritualism? If scientific spiritualism comes to stay in the world, we do not need to have so many religions. There is no need to have so many religions. There is only one religion, Deho Devalaya Proktaha, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The God exists in your body. Your body is the temple. Realize the God in your body's temple. That is the scientific religion. How to approach towards it? Then you don't need so many religions. If you have a human body, the divinity is in you. Whether you are having a so-called Muslim body, whether you are having a Christian body, the body is a body. And the body has 5 Jnanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas. You should know how to utilize it. This is what is known as the Panchamukhi Gayatri Sadhana. It has nothing to do with a Devata or Devi elsewhere. It is the Devi, the power, the Shakti in us, which is fivefold in nature. So if you can tell people that the divinity is in you, don't go to a church, don't go to a mosque, don't go to a temple. When I say don't go to a temple, I am not saying that you don't go to a temple. But when you go to a temple or a mosque or a church, you understand that you are developing these 5 Jnanendriyas and 5 Karmendriyas. That is what the temple should do. But now all the temples have become places of begging. Even a rich man goes there for begging, even a poor man goes for begging. Only the very, very poor man sit dwara hotel kuchuntare, and the rich man go in paying 10,000 rupees and having a quick darshan and come back. Both are beggars. Both are beggars. I remember a story at the time of Akbar. Hazrat Nizamuddin, there is a station there, you remember? Near Delhi, Nizamuddin station on there. Hazrat Nizamuddin was a great saint at the Akbar's time. Our local people, akkadoka school kavali annaru. School kavalante mari funds kavali kada, Akbar ni adagandi annaru. Nenu vellanu. Jo dega, Allah dega. Why should I go to Akbar? He said, I won't go to Akbar. The people pressed, no, no, you go. Then he said, okay, I go. So around noon time he went. And he saw Akbar praying, Allah, mere raj ko bada karo, mujhko ye de do, mujhko wo de do. He was praying. Whatever he is praying, I don't know. When he saw that, he returned. Nizamuddin. Then Akbar rushed back. Wait. Why are you going back? So no, I wanted to ask something. You can ask. Why should I ask? You are asking somebody. I will ask him direct. Why should you be in between? You got the point. So when you go to a temple, don't go to beg. You go to realize the divinity in you. And when you go to realize the divinity in you, you should know the laws. Science means laws. There is only one law which controls the whole universe. It is the law of Bo-Kato. The only one law controls the universe. Natu Kosko. So you should understand what you are doing. You speak something nonsense and you want others to say sensible words to you. So when you go to the temple, you know what to sow. ఏది నాటుకోవాలో, చేతులతో ఏం నాటుకోవాలో, కాళ్ళతో ఏం నాటుకోవాలో, కళ్ళతో ఏం నాటుకోవాలో, చెవులతో ఏం నాటుకోవాలో, దానికి పంచోపచార పూజ డెవలప్ చేస్తే, యూ జస్ట్ ఆఫర్ దట్ అండ్ యూ ఫర్గెట్ వాట్ టు పుట్ ఇన్ టు ఇట్. ద పంచోపచార పూజ, ఉపాసన, సమర్పణ యోగ, దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ షుడ్ బి ఇన్ ఆల్ టెంపుల్స్. అండ్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ టెంపుల్స్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఈజ్ డన్. ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు ఎ చర్చ్, దేర్ విల్ బి ఎ క్యాండిల్ and some incense sticks. The same 5 elements are utilized everywhere. So this is the scientific religion which we should practice, and we should try to make others practice, that the divinity for which we are searching everywhere is actually within you. బట్ హవెవర్ మచ్ వి ప్రే, ఎంత మనం పూజలు చేసినా కూడా భగవంతుడు బయట ఉన్నాడు. యు ఆల్వేస్ సీ హిమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్. పూర్ ఫెలో హీ హాస్ టు స్టే అవుట్ సైడ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ అలోయింగ్ హిమ్ టు ఎంటర్ యూ. సో దిస్ డిస్కోర్స్ ఆన్ సైంటిఫిక్ స్పిరిచువలిజం ఈజ్ వాట్ గురుజీ సెడ్ జీవన్ దేవతకి సాధన. ఇన్ ద టెంపుల్స్ యు ఆర్ సపోజ్ టు ప్రాక్టీస్ హౌ టు లివ్. We are not practicing how to live. We are learning how to beg. Mujhko wo de do, mujhko ye de do. Bina kuch kiye, kuch nahi pa sakte. That is the single law which we should always remember. Then we come to meditation and pranayama and yogic postures. The experts are here already, so I can't talk much about it. But one thing that I want to speak is, there is a lot of misunderstanding about asanas. Asana must change your mind. This is a body language. You understand body language? When you say body language, it means that the way you are sitting tells about your mind. So if you want to change the mind, you change your posture. So when practicing asanas, you remember this: your mind should change. If this is kept in mind, your asanas will give a much better result. Am I able to convey? Asanallo kurchunnappudu mee manasu ela maralo daniki tagina asanam kavali. Sthira sukha asanam, that is what Patanjali says. So the asana must be very stable. They say that if you can sit in that asana for 3 hours, then only you can say you have got the results of that asana. Do you know what you mean by that results of the asana? The asana changes your mind. So if you can sit for 3 hours in a particular posture, your mind will change. So I think that should be stressed more when we are practicing asana. People say you will be cured of diabetes, you will be cured of heart trouble. It is just a side effect. Just a side effect of asanas. Asanas were not developed by rishis to cure the body. The rishis never had any disease. They don't need any cures. But while practicing asana, the cures happen automatically. So this point you should remember. And while doing pranayama, you remember one more thing, the greatest exponent of pranayama is Lahari Mahasaya. You heard about Lahari Mahasaya? The entire teaching of Lahari Mahasaya is based on pranayama. And it says that in one breath, if you in a correct asana, if you can do it, 12 years of evolution is crossed in pranayama. But the real pranayama has nothing to do with breathing. That is what Gurudev says. He says the kumbhaka is the pranayama. He has written a number of books on asanas and pranayama. You read it. Guruji says the real pranayama is sankalpa. Determination is the real pranayama. Shwas ke saath jab tak sankalpa nahi judta, wo pranayama nahi hua. And what I feel is, if you have real determination, you have a lot of prana with you. Automatically the prana develops. So meditation, pranayama and demonstration, when all these are going, I want all of us to start such type of institutions here. Manu ekkadunno akkade cheddam. And there the researchers are there, the experts are there. Yearly once you can go there. Those who are capable can go monthly once. But there must be a continuous link between there and here, because science develops only on interchange. Science has developed because irrespective of nationality and caste and creed and sex, everyone exchanges their ideas. Russians may be communist, Thompson may be American, but the Russian scientist will communicate with the American scientist. So with the Brahmavarchasya Samstha, especially those who are interested in the intellectual part of it, if we can join hands with what they are doing and what we can do, we can do wonders. So why I am repeating it is, many of you I know are working on this. If you can join hands there, how to join hands? Again, it is a common sense thing. Samajhdari and zimmedari, you have to plan it. And then Pratibhavan come forward and arouse the divinity in mankind. There are five types of talents which Guruji awakened by his Panchakoshi sadhana. Pancha Virabhadra sadhana. You heard about it? Guruji's politicians, economists, those who have money, scientists, artists, and those who can utilize their throats, speakers. These are the five talents which are not being used for spiritual purposes. These talents don't come. They don't come very easily until you can convince them that this is the only goal. If you don't follow this goal, the humanity will vanish. The earth will vanish. That we can convince very easily. But what I am asking you, we have a lot of politicians in our contact. We have a lot of financiers, moneyed people. There are scientists. There are artists, film industry people. And then there are those who can speak well. You give them any subject, they can just arrange themselves and speak out. So these five talents is what Gurudev intended to arouse. He has done his work. He said, I have made the field. What you want to have to do is to make the contact. Just the contact, you go there, you tell them. Many times when I was worried in Benares how to go about spreading the Guruji's news, I was doing research in it in electrochemistry. At that time Guruji said, you don't talk, you do one thing. Chela hota hai na, so kai goral tiskele bande danme na literature petu, go into the public. I did it, and once I, what happened, my head of the department saw me there selling Guruji's books, talking about the, I was talking more than selling. Anybody comes, I used to catch hold of him. I said, this book says this, this book says this, this book says this. Somebody used to hear, somebody used to go away. Unfortunately, what happened that day, my head of the department came and his back was to me. So I didn't know it and I caught hold of him. And I started telling him. Do you know, he became his disciple. So you need not do anything, you remember it. You always remember it. You need not do anything, please. Please, 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 please remember. You cannot do anything. But you can become a contact. You meet them. You talk to them. Let Guruji work. Do you think you can work? Even Guruji says he is not working. His boss is working. The divine power is working. It is both humility of his and truth also. Both are there. Then why do you think you can work? So plan a very big program. Don't think of small things. Go to the superstars, go to the leaders, tell about it. And then if one superman comes and is changed. Do you know Vivekananda what he used to say? I am not going to the mosque because if I can change one king, the entire kingdom is changed. So Pratibha. Pratibha ekkadundo, vallu marite, adbhutalu jarugutayi. Common man em cheyagaladu? It is not saying and belittling a common man. He has got his own value. For that man to become a politician and a chief minister, the common man is the reason. So he has got his own value. And then the importance of samskar in education. I was talking about the Gayatri Mantra and how you are supposed to utilize it by the Panchopachara Puja and Har Din Naya Jan, Har Din Naya Raat. And now these samskaras of yajna. I just want to tell you a few things about samskara. Many people come to me and say, Namkaran samskar kara dije, Vidyarambh samskar kara dije. And many people, we also do it, samskar.
బట్ ఫార్చునేట్లీ ఆర్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్లీ సంస్కారం అంటే ఏంటో మనకు అర్థం అవటం లే. వివాహ సంస్కారము, మ్యారేజ్ ఇస్ ఎ సంస్కారం. సంస్కారం అయిపోగానే ఏమవుతుంది, అంతవరకు తెలియని రెండు ఫ్యామిలీస్ కలిసిపోతున్నాయి, అవునా? దో అంజాన్ పరివార్ వివాహ సంస్కార్ కి బాద్ ఏక్ హో జాతే, కేవలం లడకా ఔర్ లడ్కీ నహీ, థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివ్స్ దిస్ సైడ్ అండ్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ రిలేటివ్స్ దిస్ సైడ్ బికమ్ రిలేటివ్స్. ఔర్ వో కహావత్ హై నా, జోరూ కా భాయి ఏక్ తరఫ్, సారా జహాన్ ఏక్ తరఫ్. అంటిల్ దెన్ వీ డోంట్ నో హూ దట్ గర్ల్ వాజ్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్, బట్ సడన్లీ ద గర్ల్ అండ్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ బికమ్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఐఎమ్ నాట్ క్రిటిసైజింగ్ ఇట్. That is the effect of samskar. When you do the samskar before the fire, with some mantras, what happens? Two families are united lifelong. You cannot change that relationship. This nonsensical divorce system has come because we have forgotten the samskar. We are also going for registration and register marriages. And we pay something to the purohit and say, jaldi jaldi kar do bhaiya, hame utna samay nahi. But if you follow the samskar properly, the relationship becomes lifelong. So that type of change must happen when you do these 16 samskars. Gurudev has written a book. In the Vangmay there is a book. You read that book, Shodash Samskar, aur unki upyogita. And practice meticulously. That is what I request. I have seen many times, people, wo nahi milta hai, theek hai, chhod do. Ye nahi milta hai, theek hai, chhod do. No. In samskar, every article, every instrument, every item that is to be utilized with a particular mantra must be there. Then only the samskar will give that result. It is just like a preparation of iron and this from the metallurgical aspect. You can't change the temperature, you can't change the ore. You put whatever you want there, and if you say you can get iron, you will not get iron, is it not? So samskar karate samay, ఇవి మనం చాలా జాగ్రత్తగా గుర్తుంచుకోవాల్సింది ఏంటంటే, మంత్రాలు వదలకూడదు. వాళ్ళు అందులో చెప్పినటువంటి ఉపకరణాలు కానీ వస్తు సామగ్రిని కానీ వదలకూడదు. సైంటిఫిక్ గా ఆ వస్తు సామగ్రి మీ క్యారెక్టర్ ని ఎలా మారుస్తుంది అన్నది మీరు చదువుకోండి బుక్స్ లో. గురువు గారు అన్ని చెప్పారు, హీ హాజ్ నాట్ మిస్డ్ ఎనీథింగ్. ఐ హావ్ ఎట్ టు సే వాట్ హీ హాజ్ మిస్డ్. ఎనీ టాపిక్ కమ్స్ టు మీ, ఐ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ హిస్ వాంగ్మయ్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్. సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఐ వండర్ హౌ హీ కుడ్ రైట్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. Some miraculous. Any doubt you have on any topic about mind, super mind and subconscious mind, he has written much better than all the psychologists. So how to influence this mind, subconscious mind and super mind is samskara. So when you are attempting the samskara, you should have a correct approach that the subconscious mind of the man who is taking the samskara is touch. And then what you have, where is the paper? The positive thinking and holistic health, psychosomatic medicine. There is a lot of experiments have been done that when you visualize something very good, the neurotransmitters in brain react favorably. It has been scientifically proved. The endorphins, I don't know the technical name of it. The pain relieving hormones. If you visualize anything which is very good for health, for you, you will release a string of positive neurotransmitters. And if you think similarly about something which you are not happy, you will go into a negative neurotransmitters. Now what happens in our daily life, you just think. సాస్ నేసే కడియా దా అత్త ఇలా అంది, ఆడబడుచు ఇలా అంది, భర్త ఇలా అన్నాడు. యు గోన్ జనరేటింగ్ ఏ లాట్ ఆఫ్ నెగటివ్ న్యూరో ట్రాన్స్మిటర్స్, బట్ స్టిల్ యు ఆర్ హెల్దీ. దట్ ఈస్ ద మిరకిల్. ద వే వీఆర్ థింకింగ్, వీ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ అన్హెల్దీ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ద మిరకిల్ ఆఫ్ ద హ్యూమన్ బాడీ దట్ వీఆర్ స్టిల్ పాజిటివ్లీ హెల్దీ. సో ద ఎంటైర్ పాజిటివ్ థింకింగ్ అండ్ హాలిస్టిక్ అప్రోచ్ ఇస్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ this type of approach. But I have found that one man, Edgar Cayce by name, Gurudev has referred it in his articles.
He lived till 1945. He goes into trance and he talks about lot of karma and past births and this birth and that birth. Last week I have conducted a workshop on that, Edgar Cayce, positive thinking. That may help. They have a website also, edgarcayce.com. And then Mahila Shakti in 21st century, it is self-evident. Whenever this type of meetings are organized, I always find that Mahilas are more than men. So, and about them, you can speak better than me, therefore I won't speak about it. Meditation, pranayama, yogic postures demonstration, and the treatment by yoga. So all these aspects in Brahma Vajjas are based on Patanjali Yoga Sutras. And Patanjali Yoga Sutras, we have a wonderful book by Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, Sankhya Darshan or Patanjali Yoga. He has clubbed both, Sankhya Darshan and Patanjali book. That book is a masterpiece by itself. In that he states that the entire universe now is already in Savitarka Samadhi. There are a number of states in Savitarka Samadhi. We can name, someone is a yoga expert here, the various states of Samadhi: Savitarka Samadhi, Nirvitarka Samadhi, Savichara Samadhi, Nirvichara Samadhi, Sastita Samadhi, Asmita Samadhi, and then of course you go to the last, the Rainbow Samadhi. Puja Gurudev guarantees that at present every living human, any man who is having a human body, is already in Savitarka Samadhi. He need not practice all those things. Savitarka Samadhi means logic. So he talks about thought revolution, logical thought revolution. You think properly, you will go into Nirvitarka Samadhi, where logic is not required. And where logic is not required, two powerful forces work, Vishwasa and Shraddha. Bhavani Shankara Vande, Shraddha Vishwasa Rupino. Where you have Shraddha and Vishwasa, there is no logic. I remember a story that a just newly married couple were going on a ship. Suddenly a storm came. The entire ship was topsy-turving. The passengers are running here and there, here and there. But the girl, the wife, was also very much worried, and she is knocking and asking the captain this and that, what is happening, do we live or are we going to go down? But this husband was sitting quietly and reading a book. The wife became very angry. She said, all are running here and there, and you are reading a novel, sitting quietly, shaking him and doing this and that. He waited for some time and suddenly he drew a knife and pointed it to her. She said, what nonsense, keep it aside. He said, are you not afraid? Why should I be afraid? You are my husband, you won't kill me. Then why should I be afraid? The God is there, he will not kill me. That is Vishwasa and Shraddha, no logic. If you want a logic to create faith in you, it is Nirvitarka Samadhi. If you have Shraddha in you, it is a higher stage, Nirvitarka Samadhi. And after that we go to the thoughts, etc. So what I want, all of us, we are together here since a long time, we know the Guruji's activities. Why I talked on all these subjects is, can we not form a nucleus for all these things here at Hyderabad? You have to work it out. All these aspects are very essential for humanity to survive. I am not saying that humanity needs it. It is like an emergency medicine which we have to supply to the humanity. The humanity is almost on the brink of death. Just today, I think in the morning paper I have seen, Hyderabad pollution has reached to the maximum mark. And pollution can be controlled by yajna. And how scientifically we are doing yajna only at one place? Can we not take it to all the areas in every muhalla and do it? And Gurudev has once said that this malnutrition problem can be very easily solved if the dry fruit powder is placed twice a day in the ahuti. Can we not go to the slums and offer it? How can I go? Who will go? Who will go? Who will go? You should go if you are interested in it. Then you may ask, you are talking so much, are you doing it? Yes, I am doing it in my own way. I am doing it. In that part itself, whenever I come to Hyderabad, this is my ideal. This is the institution which has made me what I am. So whatever I can give to the institution, take it. Last time also I told you. But use me for something positive purpose, for something constructive.
With all this background,
this book is the most important book which will change your life. I prescribe it as a Saptah Parayana, just as Shaddi Sai Charitra is read every week. Why can't we make it a Saptah Parayana here? Can we meet our own Guruji's Atmakatha every day? Can we not infuse it into ourselves? So many of my friends said, no, we don't have that much time. They are very busy. I don't know how Gurudev could find time to talk with all of us with all his activities. But we are very busy than him. So what I did is, I abridged these chapters into small headings. The first chapter, Saubhagya Suryodayamu. Saubhagya Suryodayamu is the name of the first chapter of Gurudev's Atmakatha. Then, it is a prayer to the Gurudev. Madan Mohan Malaviya Dwara, Gayatri Deeksha Pundinavaniki Namaskaramu. Just as he obtained Gayatri Mantra from Madan Mohan Malaviya, we obtained Gayatri Mantra from Gurudev. And just as he has regularly practiced Gayatri Mantra 5 malas per day, we should also practice at least in such a way that every month a Purnahuti Yajna for 24 lakhs Gayatri Mantra must be sung in Hyderabad. Can't we do that? There are so many people here. There are so many people who are interested in Gayatri. There are so many people, I think at least 3 or 4,000 people must be here in Hyderabad who know about Gurudev. Can't we ask him, you do Gayatri Mantra Japa every day in such a number that on every Purnima day 24 lakhs is completed minimum. How to do it? I don't know how to do it. But I am doing it with my friends. It is happening. But somebody do all these things. That is where these 108 names are from this book. The first name is Madan Mohan Malaviya. Then, Guru Anugraham Valna Janma Janmala Sambandhamu Telskona Vyaktike Namaskaramu. I prostrate to that great man who by the grace of his Guru understood his past birth. So many people come to me and say, what is my past birth? I am not able to understand. He said, you have read Sriram Sharma Acharya's life history and you don't know your past birth. He has told you that all of us were with him when he was Kabir, when he was Samadhagur Ramdas, when he is Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Why did he tell it? He is telling it because through all these lifetimes we are with him. And now when he came as Sri Ram Sharma Acharya, we are with him. But we are ignoring him as we have ignored then. Don't do that mistake. Then Kabir Das went into Samadhi. People started quarreling, Hindus and Muslims. Lifelong he wanted to tell that you should be united. And when he left his body, and then do you know what happened? Kabir Das couldn't bear this tussle. He vanished. And beneath that cloth, there were few flowers. Then they shared it. Even that miracle couldn't unite them. So 50% of the flowers were burnt. 50% was... What nonsense. Still we are doing the same mistake with our Guruji. We are not understanding whatever Guru wants. You are thinking only as you want to think. Don't do that. So this one is a warning as well as a booster. You were with him as Kabir when he was as Kabir. You were with him when he was Samadhigur Ramdas. You were with him when he was Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. You are now with him when he is Sri Ram Sharma Acharya. Do what you can do for him. Then, Padendriyamu, Janarendriyamu, Purtiga Adupula Unsandana Vyaktike Namaskaramu. So in his biography he says, there are two Indriyas which must be in our perfect control. One is tongue and the other is sex. And he always advises it. If you can control these two, you can master everything. So whenever you offer one flower, reading these 108 names, you are remembering his injunctions, his ideologies. The last one is the 108. 107, you see. Suvyavasthita Suni 107. Suvyavasthita Suniyojita Ritilo Kutuhalani Kautukani Reketinche Vichitrata Vilakshanata Lekunda Nishta Purvaka ఆధ్యాత్మికతను దాటి చెప్పిన మహనీయునికి నమస్కారము. హీ ఈజ్ ద వన్ సింగిల్ రిలీజియస్ పర్సన్ ఐ హావ్ సీన్ హూ నెవర్ షోడ్ ఎనీ మిరకిల్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ ద మిరకిల్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మింగ్ యూ ఇన్ టు ఎ డివినిటీ. నో మిరకిల్ అండ్ దెన్ నో విభూతి ఈజ్ బ్రింగింగ్, నో మిరకిల్ క్యూర్స్, నో. ఇట్ డజంట్ మీన్ హీ మెంట్ మీ, ఇట్ మెంట్ ఎనీ వన్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు బికమ్ హిస్ డిసైపుల్. मैं जो खाता हूं तुम खाओ, मैं जो पहनता हूं तुम पहनो, मैं जो हूं सो तुम हो. वी आर माउथ पीसेस, द माउथ पीसेस ऑफ द डिविनिटी. डोंट आस्क फॉर मिरेकल, डोंट आस्क फॉर समथिंग मिरेकुलस हैपन. सम कुतूहला, क्या होता है, क्या चमत्कार होता है, बाहर से क्या टपक रहा है. ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड द रियल स्पिरिचुअलिज्म. दैट इज द मैसेज ऑफ श्रीराम शर्माचार्य. ओके, सो आई होप we will meet again. No class, they do some work, determine something. I have asked you something and I promise you in the name of my Guruji and our Guruji, if you find me useful anywhere, utilize me as a tool. Jai Gurudev.